Tom Ceratori with us now outside the Beaver locker room. Tom, I thought you guys responded well to them scoring those first two goals of the night, but boy, that was a awful tough tough defensive hockey game, wasn't it?
No, it was a lot of hard ice. There was no easy ice.
Well, when you looked at the Huskies coming in, Tom, it looked like you changed up the power play a little bit. Did you see something that they were doing on the penalty kill, or just wanted to change it up?
We didn't change it up, so maybe it looked that way. We didn't change anything, so maybe it was just our execution.
Obviously, getting down to anybody as high-flying as St. Cloud State is not the way that you draw things up here, but as the game progressed, how'd you get a little more end-zone time, get a few more shots in on goal?
I don't know if we did. You know, it was just it was a game. There was just no easy ice, Schultze. There was just no easy ice. We had some chances. They had some chances. It was just playoff hockey. It was just, again, it was just a game where there was, again, it was like Bobby said after the game, it was just a hard game. It was a hard game, you know.
Nothing.
When we say hard, big, strong, hard, no easy ice, you know, it just, that's what kind of game. There's a lot of hardness out there today.
And no odd man rushes either, so defensively both squads pretty strong. You got the lone goal on a pretty heads-up play by Leo to pull everybody down deep and then get it back to Zach.
Well, we had our second wave. We jumped up, and we want to try to get secondary offense from our defensemen, and we did that in that particular play.
How was the conditioning as the game went on for Harms and Eichstedt, who've been out for a while?
You know, didn't even notice, Schultz. You probably saw more than I did. I don't even worry about that. I don't even think about that. We're just playing. We're just trying to win a game. So I wasn't even looking at it.
See you tomorrow night, Tom.
All right, guys.
Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers, with us on the Paul Bunyan Communications postgame show tonight.